extraterrestrials came to the earth and they were not aware of man's thoughts. They lived and experienced earth in a realm of feeling. They couldn't relate to most of the earth beings because they couldn't understand thought, couldn't figure out why earthlings were having their feelings that were so unrelated to what was going on. But there's one thing that they could relate to, and that was real music. And the only time they sensed harmony from the people on earth was when they were listening to music, throwing their feelings into it. Because at that moment, the extraterrestrials could sense and feel the sound, which they could hear, and the feeling, which all they could feel, became one in music. Babies were incredible beings beyond their understanding, their huge realm of feelings. And pain was nothing that they could understand pain as being pure feeling. They understood it different than us. Spacecraft were fueled by feeling. They had been in an unfeeling sector of the universe, lost power, and had to land on the Earth. They were dismayed when they found out the Earth was full of thinking creatures until they discovered some of the primitive areas, and they discovered some of the music. They fueled up their spaceship with the tremendous sounds of jazz. And easily broke free from our atmosphere. On the ship there was something like a computer that kept a record of the earth feelings while the extraterrestrials visited here. When they got back to their home planet, which was fueled completely on pure emotional energy, nobody could understand what had been recorded on the earth. There was a wide range of feeling, yes, but they couldn't understand the feelings that were unrelated to thoughts, and the thoughts that were unrelated to feelings. They couldn't hear the thoughts, but they could guess that something was causing these earthlings to react in the most unusual, irrational manner. Which sounds funny because the extraterrestrials were fueled completely on feeling, but they were very, very rational beings because they lived for, to share, and experience pure joy. Now what greater rationality than that? did listen to some music, and they said, well, if some of this music spreads, maybe the earthlings have hope. But they said that they would not travel back to the earth for 5,000 years because the earthlings needed a lot of development before they'd become interesting. And they vowed never to land on that planet again. Well, 5,000 years in the future, they sent out another ship. All the established religions and governments had folded, and people took to the streets with, no, not guns, but musical instruments. They greeted the extraterrestrials with open arms. They pulled out the finest jazz musicians to give them pure, unadulterated sound. The extraterrestrials were happy indeed, because these were the original extraterrestrials that had traveled there, because 5,000 years was not a long time to live for somebody who lived on pure, positive joy. So I suggest we travel into the future and don't wait for the steady, collective unfolding of man's consciousness. Greet the man on the street with music. Walk with rhythm and hold a tune. The future has already occurred. Forgotten, yes, but running parallelly, a little ahead on the time track. And the music that will make the difference has already been created, but must be remembered. Creative, spontaneous mind of the musician.